Thank you, Ed. I'm very delighted to introduce our speaker for this noon, who is Peter Wood. By academic profession, Peter is an anthropologist, which reminds me of something that a friend, John Bodden, used to say. There is nothing so rare and nothing so valuable as a good anthropologist. His knowledge of anthropology actually helps him to interpret the tribe that he's a part of, which is academics, people in higher education today. And he is president of the National Association of Scholars, of which some of you may be members. NAS just celebrated its 25th anniversary, and we're also pleased that Steve Balch, who was the founder of NAS, is also here. There he is. Thank you. Nice to have you here, Steve. Peter writes some of the most astute commentary around about the state of higher education, and he's overseen some outstanding reports that have come out from NAS. And if you've noticed in the past day or two, there's been quite a bit of publicity about the latest study of Bowdoin College in Maine, 367 pages about what went wrong with that particular liberal arts college. It's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, I think, yesterday, and in Bloomberg View. So there's... Pardon me? A National Review Online. Good. NRO. Absolutely. As president of the NAS, Peter has studied other subjects such as the mania for sustainability, and he oversaw a striking review of indoctrination in California universities, and I know more papers will be coming out. Until 2009, Peter was provost at King's College in New York, and before that, a tenured professor at Boston University. At Boston University, by the way, he also held a variety of administrative positions, a few of which were associate provost, overseeing the university's scholarly publications, serving as acting university librarian. He's the author of two books, A Bee in the Mouth, Anger in America Now, and Diversity, The Invention of a Concept. I know you will be fascinated by what he says. Peter?